the boxer chick. What? You know what? I want to find out what the fuck did she finish. I know she was guaranteed a medal.
I'm talking about the one that kept saying
was a dude.
Yeah.
I said, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was sad when that lady dropped out of it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but then I did some more research. I was like, oh, was she not lost before? I was like, so it ain't like she undefeatable. People were like, that's when she was a man. That's a man. We just got to admit we were wrong. She looked kind of manly, dog. And that's all it boiled down to. But some people still believe it's a dude.
I heard it came out that she wasn't, though. Like,
yeah, I mean.
No, she's a woman. She's a woman. But what happened is in her later years, which is these years, the man part of her, the testosterone started to take over the body. But she's one woman. She just has.
Yeah, it's just kicked in on some other stuff. So, I think she just got like a. You know, something, yeah, with her hormones is out of whack or something like that. She probably needs some testosterone blockers. But shit, she trying to box. I wouldn't do that shit either. I'm like, shit, I got an edge on these motherfuckers now. Fuck them, I'm gonna knock y'all ass out. That girl said, I ain't never been hit that hard in my life. What'd you just say, Mimi?
I said, what country she was from?
She's from damn. That was the other thing. I was like, man, them people ain't gonna let they don't play that shit over there.
Yeah, then the country she's from, they don't play that
what
girl
country she from? Hold on, I'm about to let me see real quick.
Yeah, they don't play that what we call it in America now? We call it the
transgenders.
Not transgender. We call it the pronoun is the pronoun.
Oh,
yeah. You're right. They ain't even playing that game over there.
Yeah, they don't play that.
Boy, probably put your ass on a goddamn. Put your ass on a chopping block. Talking about you with them, they. All right. Now don't hear your ass, ain't. Say that right now. Man, we ain't going for it. Let's see. United States ain't did shit. Where's she at?
Who got the most goals? We was tied for China or
Iman Khalif. She won the goal. And then I think the Chinese girl, remember that the Chinese chick was kind of going underneath the radar.
You said we won by one?
No, China was leading by one. They was at what, 39? Okay, so we were tied. We were tied from yesterday. Because the girls basketball won, so it was 39-39 for gold medals, but we blowing everybody out with medals, period.
With medals, y'all seen that.
Yeah, let me see.
How y'all feel about Noah Lyles?
Man, no, I'm gonna tell you my problem, bro.
A diva boy.
He just a crybaby, bro. Damn. Why everybody don't love me? Well, let me explain something to you, bro.
He wanted his own.
You just running.
You a track runner, dog.
You just running. You got like one time every 4 years to truly shine. Like, I'm surprised Olympic athletes really getting any money because I don't be thinking about these cats outside the Olympics.
Over here, yeah.
Yeah, like during the regular week, when do you really see track and field news or, swimming
once,
news?
You see them once every 2 years.
Right, yeah, because it's like, yeah, the world something, and then 2 years later, you got Olympics every 2 year gap. To me, it come across just like when people be like, oh, why WNBA ain't making the same money? It's like, motherfucker, watching the shit. The same thing for him. I'm like, who told you you supposed to be the center of attention? You know what I'm saying? Like, based on what? Okay, cool. You know, you right now the fastest man or whatever. Cool. It's on you kind of too, but to be a marketable, individual yourself, everybody not going to care. That's just the bottom line. You can't make people care. Oh, I lost X day. Yeah. Can't make people care, man. Even hating on Anthony Edwards. Talking about he ain't never been to the finals. Man, everybody know who Anthony Edwards is, bro.
Worldwide.
I'm sorry. You feel how you feel. Everybody knows who Anthony Edwards is. You getting your name by being bitter. Like, the reason I know who the dude was, because he ain't like the fact that, well, I don't even believe the shit. He's just trying to be controversial to be like, the champions of what? The world? I'm like, come on, bro. And we just proved it on the world stage. And then we didn't even have all our best players. All
right.
That wasn't our best players. Every country we played gave you the best of the best. We gave you the top half of our better guys, but we still had better players out there that wasn't on that team. You ain't had Tatum or Brown. Like, I mean, that's two right there.
Yeah.
Off the championship team.
Ja Morant didn't play.
Yes.
Ja Morant.
I'm like, cuz, we did not play the best of the best. That was funny, too, because I've seen some people like, I don't know what's going to happen after this. Like, what you talking about? We're going to reload. We got young guns. They just ain't playing yet.
I think it's going to – I'm with that crowd. I think it's going to be tighter. Like, I don't think the U.S. is going
to – When
be
we
like,
lose again, what's going to happen is –
like, heavy favorites no more in these games.
What's going to happen is, bro, we're going to drop one, and we're going to get, like, bronze or silver. And then everybody going to get all teed up again and be like, oh, hell no. You can't let nobody have that. And you know what's funny, too? They always be like, that's our sport. Actually, Canada invented the sport. I know we took the shit, but it was a Canadian man that actually invented basketball. Yeah.
But I think now, man, the USA is going to – I don't think we're going to lose it. I mean, if we do this – but I think the fact that the rest of the world, I guess, they get better – they kind of taking it personal, like they don't want to lose because for one, them guys coming to the NBA and taking over, so they like, well, shit, bro, y'all can't have both of these. You know what I'm saying? You can't have the NBA and the international. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're gonna take it serious again. Like, look, Ja Morant didn't play, Tatum didn't play, Brown didn't play, Zion didn't play. It's a bunch of younger guys.
Right,
they gonna be ready 2028.
Lillard didn't even play.
Who that?
Lillard.
Yeah, man, exactly. That's who I wanted back there instead of Drew Holiday. I'm like, man, I put Dame and stuff back then.
We had Drew Holiday on the team. We had
Derrick White.
Really? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, this ain't the best of our best, bro. We ain't had Anthony Davis. Oh yeah, we did. We got Anthony. That's right.
Was out there.
Yeah, I forgot. But you know, he going his disappearance spells.
We ain't have Jalen Brunson one out there. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's gonna be, man. We still the best. The difference is it's more competitive now. So it's like, oh okay, yeah. Now it's different because these teams have NBA players on them now. Versus back when the original Dream Team came around. You might have had one or two maybe played for Lithuania or something like that. Versus now, damn near every team you go up against got several NBA players. But guess what? They still ain't stars outside of Wimby. And he's just a brand new star. Who else was on France?
I think that guy.
Fournier.
Oh, the center that can't score for shit? Rudy Gobert. Yeah, Gobert. You know what I mean? These are bona fide good players. Wimby's the star, but Wimby talking cash shit to him, man. I'm scared for everybody else. Boy, if your ass don't get a protein shake and you ain't nobody scared of your big tall ass.
You know what I'm saying? You better go get some creatine.
Exactly. Go out like Chet Holmgren did. Remember, they fold Chet ass up the first game. I like, Chet, you got to go gain some weight, dog. That boy is skinny as hell. He did it, though.
He's making it, though. Yeah, he's making it.
He's nice. He came along with it. But see, we ain't played Chet. That'll be a young center we can have down the road in a few years. Man,
I don't think Chet will play for the U.S., though.
Where you from? You from Canada or something?
I think so or something.
And man, that man gonna want to win the gold. He ain't gonna play no motherfucker.
Yeah. Talk
about he gonna for that country prize. I got dual citizenship. I'm playing for the U.S.
Hey, I'm proud of the country that paid me. This is what the fuck I'm getting. Right. I'm getting this gold. Canada kissed my ass.
Then they already talking about the y'all guy who at Duke with Cooper.
Cooper Flagg.
Oh yeah. Cooper Flagg. Yep. Yeah. So I mean, the traditional carry on.
By the way,
he gonna do what now?
He gonna be the one too. By the way.
Thanks.
That boy nice.
Dude, he probably, got a nice all-around game.
Yeah, he that's what I'm saying. He got an all-around game. Like, he going to be able to do a lot of things. So,
yeah, them boys took care of business. I was talking shit in the chat because I was like, huh, Derek White, huh? What are we doing? We finna lose this motherfucker playing around. But, you know,
oh, the funny shit. Thing What's is. Man, Halliburton was on a fucking team, too. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, bro. We ain't reached for the stars on this. So, for the B-type, really, we did the world a favor. Like, all right, bro, we're going to give y'all a fighting chance. And we're going to play, you know, we're going to throw 3-4 dudes on this team that, yeah, they NBA players, but they ain't, you know, those guys. They ain't those just animals out there. So, here's your chance.
You're right.
Yeah, Wimby out there crying and shit. I'm not you crying for you. Y'all going to lose again. You're going to get silver again. The Paris will probably be right back in it.
Who?
They'll probably be right there.
And who said what's France? Name? Canada.
Yeah, I would say France. Yeah, France. I keep saying Paris. France will probably be right back there. And then, you know, Eastern Europe, they've been on that hoop shit ever really since like Vlade Divac and all them boys back then. Stojakovic, and, you know what I'm saying? All them Petrovic.
What was the one who was the legend over? What was Sabonis? Is it Sabonis? Sabonis?
Yeah. Oh, Sabonis. Yeah, he came. Yeah, bro came to hoop, start hooping with us. He was like 36 by the time he thought. He still was nice.
Like, nigga, you old now. Like,
shit, cut brought that old school ugly ass game to the league and was killing shit. Couldn't jump for shit. Both his knees was gone.
Bro, he couldn't jump for shit.
When I watched Joker.
That's who he is.
I'm like, man, that's him. He just.
Yep, you're right.
More athletic, but that's him.
Not really. It's just we got Arvydas Sabonis so late.
Nah.
I bet you if you looked at young Sabonis, I bet you he was just like Joker.
Jokic be bringing that bitch down the floor, though.
But I'm telling you, some of his European shit back in the day. Bro was like Magic Johnson on their ass.
Same thing. He used to do the same exact thing. And I'm like, that's him. No, he
but
just.
We just didn't, yeah, we didn't get him to way, you know, later in his age by the time he came to the U.S. He was with the Blazers, right?
The Blazers.
And then he was playing against some killers, man. He's playing against Shaq, you know, Dave Robinson.
Yeah.
He's playing against some killers, so. Joker, we ain't got no killers like that. The one killer he got is what's his name, Embiid. But Embiid can be a pussycat sometimes. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say he fades every once in a while. He don't bring that, you know, every evening. You just know it's gonna be a real deal, fierce competition. I never saw David Robinson cry after a loss. You know, I never saw Tim Duncan show any emotion, honestly. Tim Duncan is the most underrated GOAT of all time. Tim Duncan,
bro, nobody talks about him neither, bro.
No, he always missed people top tens. It's all because he was so quiet. But when you really sit down and start writing it down, you're like, whoa, I forgot Tim Duncan, dog.
Got five.
Hold on, I might have to reshuffle my list. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he got the accolades, he got the stats.
He was playing good.
Titles, MVPs, defensive MVP.
Years, he was playing good.
He's the number one power forward ever to play in the NBA. I don't think it's another power forward that's better than him. It's been a lot of power forward that's been good.
Timmy was something different, man. Mr. Consistency. 2020. Mm-hmm. 2020, you can get that every night.
Bro, that backboard banker boy.
I've been practicing that just because.
Me too.
And Pippen really the one that got me to wanting to shoot in that bank. I used to love, man. I used to practice that bank all the time, man. Just because I was like, I love that shot, bro. Because people get mad when you make a bank shot.
Yeah.
But if you got to call it, though, you got to call it.
When we used to be playing at the little basketball course, man, when we was young, I used to always be mad at niggas hitting big shots. Like, nigga, you can't shoot the ball. Goddamn.
Little do you know, I used to practice that shit. I'd sit there and aim for that corner. Mm-hmm. Like, hit that top corner, just right. That thing it's going to go straight down.
Anthony Edwards be doing that. He said he got it from Duncan.
Yeah. What y'all think about just what the league, you know, as it's getting older and it's turning over, the youth movement, I feel pretty good about the league, man. Like, I think it got boring for a while, but I like a lot of the young stars that's, like, on the horizon, getting ready to kind of take things on to the next level.
It's good. It's good. The only thing I just don't like about it, I don't like how and I guess it's because it's a different era. I don't like how the players won't stick with it. Like, you know, this is your team. You get drafted to the team. You got to build the team up. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, yeah, man, this team ain't doing nothing. Let me go switch to another team. Or, you know, obviously they finna give me more money over here. You know,
yeah.
We couldn't do that in our era, but I still like that era because it was like they stuck with it for the most part. You know what I'm saying? When the players,
right,
they was old and into they
yeah, it was the end of their career, yeah. They might be trying to catch a ring, maybe, yeah. You know, as a role player, really, at that point, like when, you know, like when Mullins went to the Pacers toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, he still was like a big part of the offense, but it wasn't his team per se.
It wasn't like I'm the superstar, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm going over there because look, I'm at the end of my career. And, you know, Clyde Drexler to Houston.
Yeah.
Let me go over here, man. They you know what I'm saying?
That shit hurt my heart as a Rockets fan that we got Barkley, who was my favorite player, and we still couldn't get that ring for Barkley, man. That shit hurt my heart, man. So close.
Man, it was
so close yet so far.
The other day, you know, I'd be at my brother's barbershop, and we were talking about, you know, the players Jordan stopped from getting rings, right? And I used to love Charles Barkley, man, because his heart and dedication to the game, man, was like no other. You know, he knew he wasn't the biggest, fastest and all that, but his heart was just so dog, it was hard. So I was like, yeah, man, I hated that Barkley didn't get one. And then but the one that I love who didn't get one was Karl Malone.
I know she was gonna say that.
Yeah, man, fuck Karl Malone, man. Karl Malone not a likable nigga, bro. He just ain't.
Nah, he weird, bro.
And they got killed with a 12-year-old, like, yeah. Bro, like, and he want to be this big country ass motherfucker. Like, it's almost like he brushed against his blackness too. That's why. So it felt like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in you can't really tell somebody how to be, you know, like black, quote unquote. But I also could feel when a motherfucker trying to be very anti-black. And that's always the energy I used to get from that dude. I'm like, I don't know. Plus, I hated how he used to fly down the lane with the fucking knee pointed out. It's like, yo, that's some cheap ass bullshit, bro. Yeah. I always hated his game. I respect, you know, what he did on the court.
Yeah, he was good as a motherfucker now.
Yeah, motherfucker diesel and shit. It's just,
yeah.
It's just coming through.
He coming down the court with them elbows and them knees.
Yeah. I hated that dude at the court. Like, you know, when you go down and play, you know, like for back home in Savannah, like for us, you'll play down at Lake Mary. Lake Mary was like the spot to go down and hoop at. But you were going to play them street ballers there. And you had, you know, them ones that ain't no foul. Punching the mound shit. I remember, man, they playing like 16, 17. Cousin grown ass men, 32 years old out. Fuck you, nigga. That's my ball. Because they'll bully you like that. Like, you had to fight back. Yeah. Otherwise, they just going to run you over. But, yeah, it was always a guy that played like Malone, just wild, just swinging off. I'm like, man, put a little finesse to the game, bro. Yeah, man. You acting like this wrestling, bro. You just running through, kicking and kneeing and throwing bowls and all that. Bro, you know, have a little more integrity than that. That was Karl Malone.
Fuck
Karl Malone. That might be the name of the show.
But the one thing I did understand with his knees, right, because I remember, and I never took a charge, you know what I'm saying, until this one time I ended up taking the charge, and he came with the knee, you know what I'm saying, and I was like, okay, and then, you know, players are trying to take charges with me, and then I said, you know what, let me put my knee out. After I put my knee out, niggas started getting out of the way. I'm like, oh, I see my knee. Niggas ain't trying to get the knee, man, coming.
Ain't nobody trying to catch no knee to the chest, bro. That's hell. Caught one and was damn sure ready for action right away.
Yeah.
That was the one. That was the thing, man.
He's in the fade, boy, because this ain't what it's supposed to be.
Shit, no. Anyways, man, y'all boys ready to talk some ball?
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Football Barbershop Talk. It's your main man, Land. Back as usual, man. I got my cast of friends and family. Us Canes brothers all excited. Season's on the horizon. Super excited, man. Every day is just, it's like waiting on Christmas right now for me, man. I'm geek. I'm ready to get to it. Excited about the season. Probably the most excited I've been about Canes football, man, and damn near a decade or something. I don't remember that. And you know, last time I was probably just as excited when we was bringing in, well, we got two out of the three Seminole three. You couldn't tell me we wasn't going to tear the world up when we got them boys. We got Ray Ray and Dye. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I thought we was going to get the Bulls, too. Oh, man. I was excited, Jack. Anyways, here we are. Got my main man, Measy. Turnpike, Measy. Please, please do say the Turnpike. I apologize for saying it later.
Please, that's say my bad, bro. Please, yeah, say Turnpike. What it do, man? What it do, family? 26 degrees, man. Like Larry said, football's on the horizon. You can smell it in the air, man, walking outside. We got a good little 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I think the little high school, the little Geico High School Nationals or whatever on ESPN come on this weekend. So I'm going to be tuning in to that. But, yeah, man, we got the Real Field General X in the building. What it do?
Yo, 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 what's good? How y'all feeling, man? We back. Football is back. Man, it's this week in Dade County. Got some good matchups.
Hey, Lakeland plays Central, right? Or Norland?
Yeah, Lakeland plays Central this year. Central gonna beat them.
I thought that was this weekend. Okay,
that's why. No, so they Armwood this week.
Armwood. I knew. Okay.
Armwood has
one of them.
So that's a game that I'm gonna definitely be at, paying attention to Armwood running back and stuff like that. But yeah, football is back, man. So we're gonna talk about a little bit about Miami. Just had a scrimmage, you know, a little bit of what's going on with fall camp. You know, we hit
no doubt. And last but not least,
D Rob D.
Whichever way you want it.
Hey, what's going on, shit, man?
We tired as a motherfucker, boy.
Hey, we got a blanket on. Hey. We got to start recording these for YouTube.
My boy got the blanket on him, man. He done.
Listen, man. Look, I just finished teaching my last, instructing my class today. It was the last day, so I get about 3 weeks until I pick up another class. So I get to chill out for a little bit, but everything good, man. You know, like I said, football season right around the corner. Like I said, Friday, it's Carrollton versus somebody. It's like two. So you probably get to see Juju Lewis in action on Friday. And then like next week, you're going to get a St. Thomas versus Bishop Gorman, which is going to be must-see TV. So it's, you know, it's here. And then, you know, we get to see Georgia Tech put a foot in FSU that same day at like bro, 9 in the morning.
That's a weird start to your angle.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Better than expected. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, better than expected. The first I think they got the Florida State at 12 and a half. I would like Georgia Tech to cover.
Nah, I'm going to take Tech with the points there.
Yeah, early, I'm going to take early. The points with Tech.
There's no home field either.
You're right. So,
give me Tech. Give me Tech to cover 12 and a half.
It's a couple games, man, that I'm like looking like, ooh, boy, I might take with the points because that North Dakota State Colorado game, man. Look, but probably they been not play with them people. Yeah. boy, North Dakota State known for upsetting some folks, right, especially game one. You know what I'm saying? So, but other than that, man, everything is going great. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain about nothing. So just ready for the football to kick off. That's all.
You know, I just thought about, first off, I thought when you said Bishop Gorman, my head immediately went to Bishop Sycamore. I was like, yo, they still around. I mean, people still out there playing with them grown men losing a high school kid. And then it just dawned on me. I was like, bro, we got two teachers in the fold now. I forgot about that. Just one guy deal. I wonder which one of y'all got the bigger headache, teaching grown men or teaching these kids? Which one is actually probably a tougher task to take on?
probably hit them kids because he got to deal with them same kids for the full school year, right? I only deal with them, you know what I'm saying, for like 4 weeks, then I chill for 3 weeks, and then I pick up some more. Now, I could get some. So, you know, I cycle them through, like, because after them 3 weeks, I'd be like, man, hey, well, I'm so glad to get rid of y'all, but I'm tired of looking at y'all every day. You know what I'm saying? So, it's cool.
That's exactly how it be.
Yeah, you got to keep yours. So he made a good point. You got to keep yours for a whole year.
The whole year, a whole goddamn year. I'd be done with them by, like, November.
Oh, man. And that's funny, though, because that's actually I was in school for when I actually enrolled way back in the game, was to be an instructor. So that's kind of, or be a teacher. I was going to actually try to teach like elementary or middle. I didn't want to deal with them high school cat because we were going to fight. I already know they got their testosterone pumping through their system, think they're the toughest thing on two legs. And they're going to say something crazy out of their mouth. I say, yeah, let me leave that alone. I'm going to invite them to dance. Man, they tell me some wild shit.
Hey, they talk about it's been... crazy. Man, you know it's crazy? Especially in D.C., the young is super wild up here, for one. And that's me coming from Florida. They super wild and different up here. In middle school, them boys super active and their mouths is
disrespectful. Talking
you. So I can imagine in high school how they talk, man. Straight on
that. Yeah, yeah. See, middle, I probably will brush it off more. Like, he just a little young chunk running.
Yeah, I'd be laughing. I'm like, all right, nigga, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They get older, I'm like, okay, you feeling like a man now, huh? I ain't grown, man. Talking to me crazy. We can do that. But yeah, anyway.
I ain't never teach, but, you know, I coach football. I coach Little League, then I coach high school. After Little League, well, even when I coached Little League, it was the big boy. It was always the oldest pound on the or the oldest age on the park. So, but once I got to high school, man, I was like, man, I might have to hurt one of these kids. These kids, you know, like the way they talk back. But then I also understood how that's how Miami talk. Like they own that. You know what I'm saying? Because they have a different respect level, because they don't respect nobody who's older than them. They like, man, fuck you. I don't care nothing about you. No, when we was young, we didn't do that. We were like, man, the coach probably finna beat us then, probably gonna tell our parents. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Remember that joint? This is that old clip that it like, and then it kind of like resurfaced. And it was at Northwestern. I forget, bro. He was like a
Year of the bull,
yeah. And the world was like, what the hell's going on here? And everybody from Miami was like, oh, yeah, that's some just, you know, regular old shit.
Oh, we're coming from the West, especially. That's no.
Yeah, man. You know, this is some shit they do, man. It's love. Don't worry about it. You boys just, you know, they're just having a situation right now. Coming to a meeting and having a little understanding. We're going to get it straightened out, and then we'll be back to business as usual. I'm shocked to the rest of the world.
It's one coach I know, man. I'm not gonna say his name, man, because I got love for him. You know what I'm saying? But he used to tell players, man, that, man, don't make me go to my car and get my gun on you. He was there. Whoa.
Wild word.
That boy trying to up the fire.
Up the fire, y'all, man. I've been learning how to talk.
He was coaching some real. He was coaching some gangsters. I was a kid, man. I was like, probably still in middle school or leaving from elementary. But he coached the high school. Yeah, he was coaching some gangsters. So I understood why he said that. He like, man, y'all, you know, cause them some big boys and y'all ain't finna.
Yeah.
You know, nah, I'm gonna shoot y'all. I ain't gonna fight y'all niggas. I ain't room every day.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta come to him. You gotta meet. You know, match that energy. That's one thing I understood. I was hearing Charleston White talk recently. He was saying about, like, I tried to come in the door, you know, doing all this, meeting with the senators and this and that and other, and nobody wasn't paying no attention. So I talking y'all motherfuckers like I did. You listen to the rappers talk like that? Yeah, I go home and talk the same rough, rugged, and raw way. I was like, yeah, good point. Got to respect that part. You know, you say some shit, I'd be like, yeah, you out of bounds. But at the same time, I understood where he was coming from. Anyway. All right, man. We Kings Fest ended up getting canceled due to the weather. We had I guess it was a tropical storm, like Debbie.
They're not gonna reschedule that, man. They'll tell you, they're gonna tell y'all to do the cane walk at the game on beginning of the when they pull up, they're gonna tell you that's where you get you some pitches at. They're not gonna reschedule the game.
Yeah, weather happened. I already knew that. I totally forgot about it because being down here, we was getting some of the buzz too, but it never really got super nasty out here. We just got a little wind and it wasn't no different than the normal, like, you know, Florida storm as far as we was concerned. But yeah, so that got canceled. We did just have a scrimmage and we got a scrimmage coming up. But I guess we just who's one of the guys, man, that's been kind of tearing it up, making a little noise early on. That the buzz is starting to come out about.
Sam Brown, he's having a damn good camp so far.
Home team.
He making it hard for Zay, for Isaiah Horton, man. But Isaiah Horton, he's holding his own. But shit, it's gonna be hard to keep Sam off the field, man. It's gonna be hard to keep JoJo. This receiver core, man, is something. The receiver core and the D-line core, I think those two groups, man, are really going to be special for us this year. Sam Brown is definitely doing his thing. Arroyo, shit. What can I not say about Arroyo? He's healthy. He looks like the guy we thought he was coming out of high school. He looks good.
He looked bad last year, you know, in the times we put him out there, and you would kind of see him get in and get pulled pretty early. And then he, you know, you might catch him kind of look like he's grimacing or favoring, you know, his gait was a little bit off. Because, yeah, it was all hype around Arroyo about how dope he was his freshman year, like how good this guy was going to be. So it was, yeah, it's real refreshing. And that's definitely been coming out. Like, you can't. If you listening to any Canes podcast, reading any Canes articles or whatever, Arroyo is getting a lot of love. You know, probably the only one I've hearing about as much is Lofton. You know, just being a specimen at such a young age and being able to come in and get even the coach's praise at this level, which. You know, Mario kind of keeps stuff like that. He ain't gonna really gas nothing up too much, but I think he felt like, you know, it would be unjust to not mention the young man if he's really out there doing his thing. But yeah, you know, right. You mentioned go ahead.
Looking good too. He's looking like he got his body a little
more. Who you just said? Who?
Riley Williams.
Riley Williams.
He got his body a little more fit for college football. He's probably the tallest tight end we have, I'm thinking. Because Jackson Carver is 6'5", Riley Woods is probably 6'6". So, he plays big. When he's running his routes, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, damn, is that Jeremy Shockey out? because of the size. And then, you know.
Right, right.
Okay. Not saying Jeremy because he's nothing close to Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
He caught a touchdown in the spring game actually too.
Yeah. He's been doing good. Chris Johnson, shit. Look, Coach Dawson. I hope you listening to this. And if you're not, I'm gonna send it to your phone. You better fucking give Chris Johnson the football.
I don't want that to be another Rashard Smith situation with him. Where like we wondering like, damn, where. Chris Johnson.
Yeah, why are you not getting this right. To his weapon? Yeah.
The Rashard Smith, I understood why he didn't get on the field as much as he should have, but he should have played running back regardless. But CJ running back, and CJ is get him the ball because he gonna make some shit happen. He's that damn fast. This is speed I don't think we ever had. And I keep telling people the fastest running back I've ever seen at Miami. With my own two eyes was Lamar Miller, and he is faster than Lamar Miller.
That's impressive.
Lamar Miller.
And, you know, people got to remember, too, like,
He got like, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Chris had to go a little weight on, and he was coming from wide receiver to running back. He really only played like 1 year running back, if I'm not mistaken.
But no, he's been, you know, he's been playing running back a long time. The thing when he got to Miami, they was trying to figure out, can they play, put him at receiver? But, you know, he's a running back. He's just a natural running back. This is, you know, it's the NFL Chris Johnson type speed that Chris Johnson has.
Yeah, he got like he ran like a national record in the 100 in high school.
He was what, a 10? I think it was 10-2 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
10-2-5.
Yeah, he's fast. He's shit fast. I mean, goddamn. he's been having a good camp. OJ Frederick, the true freshman corner, he's probably the most underrated player that's going to be really damn good for us. He's a natural corner. He's tall, fast, physical. He plays tough. You know, he gets in the receivers, and he's a freshman, but this true freshman goes out there and challenge George. You know, he goes out there and challenge Sarah Brown and Horton and telling them, yeah, I'm in your chest, you know what I'm saying? This, you just ain't finna get the better of me, the best of me, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So he's been having a good camp so far. Defensive line, yeah, Mesidor's back. Mesidor's back. Yeah. Bane is doing what Bane does. Austin is definitely having a good camp. Baron is, you know, been showing some, and I don't even want to say this lightly, like showing flashes. It's kind of like he's not showing something sometimes, but he's doing good. Justin Scott, man, I don't think they're going to be able to keep him off the field. And I'm saying this because we bought in D tackles, and I think he's going to be pushing for some major plays.
Jumping in front of those guys, yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, who we probably going to start at D tackle would be.
It's going to be Simon. It's going to be him and maybe
Clark.
Cook. Maybe Cook.
Marley Cook. Okay. Over CJ Clark.
Marley Cook hasn't been practicing this fall camp.
Well, I don't even know if I was supposed to say this, but he dinged up. He dinged up, but
he's a little dinged up. Okay.
Clark is there. But yeah, Justin Scott is going to play. So
He should get his opportunity the way the schedule's set up, pretty early in the season.
And I'm not talking about playing in the games he should play.
Garbage.
Play. He going to play. Like, he might.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just meant, like, by game three, yeah, he could seriously maybe insert himself into the rotation. Not just – I'm hearing the same thing. I mean, obviously, you're getting to see eyes on him, but
after the Florida game,
right.
Put him in and actually see what he got and everything, and then go from there.
Yeah, against the ones, not just garbage time ball,
right?
Like, you know, we got what, Ball State, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Ball State, FAMU, and Ball State.
Yeah, and this, you know, so we gonna have an opportunity to go ahead and stump some teams out, but I think, yeah, everything I'm hearing, he's gonna get a chance to play their starters and get a chance to get some real deal reps underneath his belt. You know, it's funny you mentioned, I was going to ask you this when we was on tight ends a little bit earlier, and you mentioned Carver. I heard the game starting to come around to him as well.
Yeah, I heard that too.
He's starting to figure it out. He's also gotten bigger. I think just talent-wise, he's just not as talented as the other guys in the room with him.
You think his future may be like a blocking tight end?
He's getting, as of now, is most likely a blocking tight end. But then, you know, he has time to get better as far as with the routes, running routes and stuff like that, learning how to position himself and get himself open. Now this is the scenario where I was telling people, he could be a possible candidate to either probably hit the portal in the future if he doesn't get it together, because Miami is recruiting tight end at an elite level. We have two that's committed and could possibly get third. You know what I'm saying? And then still come and get the number one tight end for the next year's class. So it's like, that's when you start looking at, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to look at it like, yeah, I think it's best for me to go because they, I mean, just the way they recruit, you know what I'm saying? But then once the number goes up to 105, then sometimes they, the players might stay a lot more than leaving.
That's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to go off on a tangent on it, but excuse me, but the hell are you going to do with 105? Like, how you think this works?
It makes
like
no sense to me. Yeah, it don't make sense.
Because you, that's a lot of scholarship players to pay. Everybody want NIL.
Well,
I'm just wondering how
this money coming in.
That's coming out the school's pockets, though.
Let me explain something about this. This man, these schools got so much fucking money. When I say so much, I mean fuck. They should have been doing this.
Hey, Larry, I don't know if you see, but they just bought that land down there, and they about to build that a whole nother medical center down there in Miami.
They just bought what is the
there was say it again, as I can hear.
It was a mall,
Bird-Eyes or Macy's, one of them.
It was the Bird-Eyes. It was the Bird. It was like the Bird-Eyes down there by down there down south, by where I'm at, where I was at. Yeah, they bought that whole little thing over there. So, yeah, that whole, man, look.
I have a question whether they got the money is how much they're willing to spend. We better know they had the money.
Well, listen, Miami is willing to spend. As long as Mario's here, they going to spend because Mario is not.
They're going to commit to the project. That, you know, I kind of heard some thoughts on like, oh, if things don't just turn like, you know, in a direction this year, that like it'll be a fall off. And I'm like, I disagree. I think there's a commitment. Even though I expect to have a good year, I think there's a commitment to really, truly support this guy for a long tenure. Like, not just be me. He got what? Didn't he get a 10-year contract?
I think it was 8 years or something.
Eight or 10. I can't remember. It was one or two.
One of those, 8 or 10.
Yeah, at $8 million, man, there's a serious investment. Like, I don't think this is going to be a situation where if things don't go great, you're going to see these NILs kind of just automatically jump out of the boat. I don't see that.
They dedicated the people who the B who got the money. They dedicated to getting this thing where it's supposed to be. It got to be like some real shit, Mario. You can't, you know, it got to be like, maybe you lose 2-3 Georgia Tech type games, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Like, yeah, we ain't finna pay for this shit no more.
Yeah, then you gotta get out of the way. Kind of like Jimbo. I get it then. Like, Jimbo had all that money locked up and guaranteed, but it was like, all right, bro. Like, you just really not getting it done. We paying for all these players. They not panning out to be, you know, who you said they was gonna be.
Getting in trouble
with money. Yeah, they always in shit because he don't have no locker room control. He just wants talent acquisition without actually trying to create a culture of discipline and accountability. You just want guys that's good at football. You can't put a bunch of these motherfuckers around each other, bro. Somebody got to be like, nah, we're not doing that. And anyways, that's how he decided to run the video. Yeah, I was just interested in that because I'm like, how is that going to look?
The 105 scholarship thing, I think, is great actually, because now just think about you can add more talent, you can add more depth. You don't always got to practice against the walk-ons anymore. You know what I'm saying? You could say, well, we got 105 players, so we could take maybe 20 guys who are, we know, not going to play, but they're.
Well, that was a Miami rule too. That was a Miami rule, cutting scholarships. Because Miami was getting guys that could have started elsewhere, could have contributed, you know, could have been a big-time contributor at, say, SMU, but they just wanted to be a part of the cage. So you still talking guys that could play high-level football, but they're like, nah, I want the ring. I'm going to go over here. I'd rather be a part of this. This is more special than just saying I'm starting, you know, for this school. Everybody know the game. Every phase of it is important, and your practice squad is important to get you really prepared for the games that you got to play. So, you know, it's funny, that became a thing because once again, the NCAA was hating on everything was going on in Miami. You know, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem we do it. You know, same old saying. That shit come back around, and you know, they tight. We overpaying. We overpaying. Everybody else spending all kind of money. But look at Georgia's budget for recruiting.
All type of money. It's on record. It's on record that Ohio State spent over $20 million this year alone. We talk about this year alone. And that's just recruiting. We're not even talking about what the players who already on Ohio State got. So it's like, man, but Miami, but you want to talk about Miami. Oh, Miami overspent. Fuck, you know we overspent for one. Yeah. Like they know everybody contract. Like
exactly. Exactly. I heard my cousin say, yeah, yeah. All right, bro. I know. Actually, that brings me to a point. I actually tweeted it out, but I'm sure some people didn't catch it. I actually worked with one of the recruits that's in our class, that's in this class right now. I worked with his uncle. I just found it out. Me and the dude been working together, I mean, for months now. But I just didn't know that was his nephew. His nephew stays with him. And somebody said, yeah, his nephew committed to Miami. I said, word? Yeah, he wanted the top linebacker. That's all for me. Oh, okay. So I went, you know, holler at him. And he told me that his nephew was offered more lucrative NIL deals at other schools, including Penn State. I can't remember. Florida State was one. Oklahoma, I know for sure. So those are two schools he told me that offered more lucrative NIL deals for him. But he said, kid just in love with Miami, love the staff. So for him, it was, you know, yeah, I could go get this extra bread, but nah, I just like what they got going on over there. So that kills that narrative as well. So for, you know, those who are hate listening, I know y'all there. Appreciate it. Listen. And yeah, you're just wrong. It's not just all about the amount of money that Miami's willing to throw at a player. Because I'm getting firsthand information. Nah, it's not always that, bro. Sometimes these guys are just doing their job at a level that allows them to compete and beat out programs that's saying, oh, we'll give you this money. So that killed that too. What about other young dude? Was it Ryan Mack?
Ryan Mack, he was having a pretty good camp also.
Hey, when you spoke on OJX, I thought there was no way in hell. I put this in the group chat on Twitter the other day, and they fucking baptized me for it. I didn't think OJ was going to be no good at Miami.
I mean, I guess you're saying that because he wasn't a highly
star rating.
No, not that. Because Ryan Mack wasn't, but I like Ryan Mack. I don't know. I just felt like it was his size, and like I would watch his film. I'm like, yeah, like what's he really doing?
But you seen Ryan Mack with the Under Armour and being also then playing with South SFE. I mean, Frederick did also. You know, the one thing about Frederick is he don't have the name, but he. He's the corner that, you know, a guy recruited him. So Chavis comes in, but Chavis likes him also a lot because he's the size that Chavis wants at quarterback. You know, 6'1", 170, 180, between 170, 180, and he can run. He's fast. You know, he's not just a slow guy. You know what I'm saying? So he's been doing pretty damn good. The other freshman who's been doing really good, Bobby Pruitt. I don't know how they're gonna keep him off the field.
Freshman, right?
No, he's a true freshman. He just got here.
I'm tripping. I'm thinking about somebody else. My fault.
Yeah, he just got here.
Pruitt from Alabama. Yeah, now I'm thinking about somebody else.
He's looking damn good out there, man. But again, you know, it's practice. I guess we're getting back to the point where the practice is starting to look more harder than the games. But, you know, we'll see how it goes because we haven't had a game so far. So, but that's That's the way the players are approaching practice. They want it to be a lot more tougher and harder than the actual games. So
if we get back to that, well, hey man, that's a good thing because that's how it used to be.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
The other guy who's standing out so much is my guy Wesley Bissaint. He's standing out so much in that locker room. He's solidified linebacker too. I mean, not like we had it. Not like he wasn't going to be starter, but yeah, he's solidified right now.
Yeah, I've seen that video. The Canes football dropped the other day, and Derek Nicholson just kept praising him. And I saw an interview where Derek Nicholson was saying like he thinks this is the year, but Saint finally like figures everything out, puts it all on the field and everything. So I'm hearing good things about him too.
Yeah, I got a video. I got a video. I interview Coach D. Nicholas. He was
on one.
Hey, I know that he's
fighting him. He be wide, man. He wide up.
Yeah.
Coach D. Nick.
Oh yeah, nah, D. Yeah, D. Nick, man.
Like, this nigga kind of crazy.
He fired up. He fired up. I'm trying to ask. I'm like, was he like this fired up when he was playing at FSU? Because he is like always. He own one, you know. But I'm happy he a Cane right now. A Cane's coach, you know. So
you gotta have one. You gotta have a mania on the staff.
They gonna. I'm gonna tell you right now. Don't be surprised. They try to get him. They try to poach him next year. Somebody gonna try.
We already raised his money. That we getting ahead of this. They gonna have to come with it.
And he's the DC now. Yeah. That's what I say. And he the co DC now. They know what's up because they know Randy ain't getting it done up there.
That's fine. Hey, listen. They can come get him, but it's gonna cost you. You know what I'm saying? It's a business decision then. That's why they went ahead and up the bag on them already. So, you know, if you want to do it, it's going to run you a ticket. Yeah, man, got a family to raise too. all that knows, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't got the money for me, bro, y'all know I'm with you. I love you. God bless you and everything else. But, you can't short me like that. So, we'll see. I know they're going to try. You're right, though. As they should.
They coming. Of course, they coming. For one, they like the way he's recruiting. For two, he's a damn good coach. I'm loving it so far, what he's doing with the linebackers, man. So
yeah, I mean, you got to credit him just like even with Cloyd. Like, I did not understand that ticket at the time. What do you need him for?
He didn't play that bad last year.
He didn't know. He started off, I thought, a little rough. But I think as the season went on, he actually was a great, great guy to put in the rotation for what we had in that room at the time.
Oh, Cloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start off a little bit.
Hey, so I ain't tell y'all, man. His cousin came. I was the instructor for one of his cousins, man. Cause Cloyd? Cloyd cousin. So one time I pulled up. You know, I pulled up to work, and you know, I got my UM hat in on the dash, and it was marching by. So when I went inside, he was like, "Hey, son, I got a question for you." I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" He said, "You a UM fan?" I said, "Yeah, why? How you know?" He said, "Yeah, my cousin play out there." I said, "Man, stop, man. Who's your cousin?" He was like, "KJ Cloyd." I was like, "No, he ain't. He showed me a picture. Like, yeah, he had a picture with KJ Cloyd, man." I was like, "Boy, this is crazy." I had a DN from Mississippi. He was committed to Auburn, but I forgot what happened. Man, I can't think of his name. I have to go back and look at my old paperwork. But I had I checked his profile and everything, man. He's like a little three star, but he still was committed to Auburn at one point.
Yeah, I was a no star, so. Nobody come look at my film, man.
I was definitely hard on KJ Cloyd, man, and rightfully so. I had the right to be hard.
Hey, so I remember when we first got him, he was like, "I don't know why we took. I don't know why we took him." That was pointless.
He was looking like some shit.
I was hearing that at first too.
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, he started playing a little better.
Cause he didn't even play like that at Louisville. His
he didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play.
I was like, what the fuck? He played at Louisville. Like he didn't listen. Homeboy who coached Louisville was like, he like, man, we gave y'all a lemon. That guy is not good. What we took a special team player for? Like, we got special team players who could just... But, you know, that was Coach D. Nick guy. So he played for him. Then, you know, fast forward, he brings in another guy who he coached, Alderman. Now, I'm definitely not high on him either.
Hold on. I thought he was good.
He was for them.
I'm not high on him. I felt like we had linebackers who were better. Again, from what I've seen so far, I just, you know, you got to show me a lot more.
But see, does that mean they're not happy with the room as it is, or like they feel like,
well,
they're not stepping up that should
with depth and then experience. Because outside of Kinko and Wesley, you have linebackers who have no experience.
Right, they don't have the game experience.
So, do you want to trust that many unexperienced players to be on the field if something, you know, goes down? You know, so.
Yeah, but give them some damn experience, too. Because I kind of feel like you with the all the.
Ain't Chase 100%? Ain't Chase 100%? Ain't Chase 100%?
100%. Chase don't got
Chase
no playing time
got,
either, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say, but Chase ain't got the reps either.
Yeah, Chase.
It's like, hey, how this question about linebackers?
Play who got more than 10 games under their belts is Kinko and Wesley. Everybody else don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe so Popo and Bobby, they didn't register last year, but they don't have no game experience. They just got special team experience. You know what I'm saying? No, Chase, he don't have no game experience.
So that's why we got Alderman.
Yeah, need some game experience.
Which I mean, that part I understood because he's a solid linebacker, but I'm kind of like with a lot of the fans. I want to see some of our young guys that we brought in that we've been hearing all this good buzz about and getting them playing. Go ahead, Muse.
How Bobby, it's my last question about the linebackers. How Bobby looking?
Which one?
Good, man. Bobby.
Washington. Bobby.
Bobby looking good.
Well, he got Bobby Pruitt, too.
Yeah. Okay. Bobby
we talked about Pruitt already.
Okay.
But Bobby Washington also looking good. It's unfortunate that he doesn't play offense because with his speed, I want to run. But nah, he looking damn good.
I told y'all that boy fast. Hey, I think him and Pruitt gonna be our starting outside linebackers. And I say in about 2 years, I think they both gonna be the starters, man. Because they flat out fly, man. Them boys can run.
Gidry only used like two linebackers though, for real, don't he?
Yeah.
No, it's like we use two. Okay, so we like rotate. We rotate four linebackers. So you see, last year it was a lot of Kinko Wesley, then it was a lot of Cloud and Flag. You know what I'm saying? So you rotate four linebackers.
That's true, right?
You know, so we gonna have four linebackers, but you know, Kinko be the majority of it, and then you know when you go to the 3-3-5. Then you can put in probably another linebacker who stands up, which would most likely be Malik Bryant, who playing the jack position now, or it could be Chase Smith. You know what I'm saying? And you could possibly have a Bobby, either Bobby's and stuff like that. You know, funny story. And not funny because I told everybody Bobby was fast last year, right? So, you know, I'm asking all the players who the fastest on the team and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody basically mentions Bobby Washington name. You know what I'm saying? They say, yeah, Bobby Washington one of the fastest. And I'm like, this is a linebacker. He's like, well, yeah, he's still the fastest. One of the fastest.
Guys, yeah, he don't care. He don't care if he's a linebacker.
But, and I told people this last year, I'm like, man, he's fast. And they were like, well, is he faster than his brother? I say, well, shit, his brother said he was faster than him. So, yeah. You know,
yeah, you remember what he's saying. Brother put some weight up. He said he went in them square ups a little bit more too now.
Yeah.
Robbie done put on some, you know, some good weight. He's like, yeah, square up going a little bit more my way nowadays. It used to be a whooping.
Yeah, Robbie.
You right up good. Around two, right?
Yeah, Robbie running. He running too, man. He looks good, man. The only thing with Robbie is, you know, look, that receiver room, man, is loaded. You know what I'm saying? So when he does have the opportunity, he's just going to have to make the best of it. But yeah, he's been looking that receiving room. I don't know what can I say. I haven't seen drops when I'm at practice.
Oh man, you know that's funny you say that, bro. Remember that was all we were here? The drops. The drops. Yeah, yep, the
drops. Yep. I remember that too.
Man, that's funny. I have not heard that. That is awesome news.
Not seeing any drops, man. And then, you know, Restrepo, the way Restrepo is took leadership of that group, everybody stepped up how they work. You know what I'm saying? How they approach practice and how they're working and stuff like that. Obviously, Ray Ray came in last year as a true freshman and was staying at the practice, you know, with the jug machines, trying to learn the routes and stuff like that. You know, JoJo, he does it too. Yes, you know, that receiver room. Then, you know, we just hired another receiver coach, Terry.
Jerry Sullivan.
Yeah, Jerry. He's going to help Coach KB in that wide receiver room. So that's another major thing for the University of Miami to have him with recruiting and, you know, coaching on the field. So I'm excited, man. Just that receiver room, man. Shit, I wish I was the quarterback, man. I'd go throw for 5,000 yards probably.
You know, it's funny you bring up the depth in the wide receiver room. I think the running back room is fairly deep itself. Linebackers, like we spoke on. So it really made me think about the other day. Actually, I think I tweeted that out too. I'm actually really excited to see what the special teams could do. I think we're going to have a lot of speed on special teams. You talk about, like we're talking about Bobby, right, Washington, he gonna play special teams too fast. And then if you could put Pruitt out there too. So now we're talking about two missiles. You know what I mean? I just think it's going to be so much speed and violence that we're going to have an opportunity to you know, get that ball to cough out a couple of times, you know, a few more times in a year instead of always being the ones, you know, having the fumble. We're going to create a lot more this year.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited for that phase of the game. I think we're going to have an opportunity to see more turnovers created off of our special team. And that's so underrated. You feel it when you're on the opposite side of that shit and your team, you know, when you ain't got nobody who can field a punt. We know how that is, right? So everybody out there muffing punts and just don't know what the hell to do with the ball in the air.
Especially in college.
Man, listen, and people don't think it's nothing. Phil, I used to be the biggest Braxton Berrios cheerleader you ever heard. Like, yeah, nah, man, we need da da da. Man, listen, give me somebody secure the ball.
Yep.
So that just it brought me when we talk about the amount of depth we got, I just start thinking Chase Smith, another one. Chase probably not going, you know, necessarily be a big contributor in the linebacker role, but you put him out there on special teams. Man, you again, another big, strong, fast dude out there. It's the forgotten phase until it's bad. When it's bad, everybody notice. We done went through the kicker who couldn't kick.
We had a punter who couldn't punt.
Oh, my gosh. That was terrible back then.
It was the same team.
Same team.
I remember.
A kicker who can't kick and a punter who cannot punt. Craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. That was the Florida game.
Yeah,
Zach Fiegel.
Just lets you know, like, damn, field goal is important as heck. Damn, punting literally changes the fucking length of the field they got to go. Like, it changes the whole fucking game. It changed
the whole complexity of the game.
The whole game.
We hung in that game despite all of that trash happening. We hung in that game despite putting Zion Nelson out there at 260 pounds. True freshman against two grown NFL players. That man had to go out there and play as a kid.
Had to play the game.
And shout out Zion too. I think it's like he's officially medically retired. Hate to hear it. He should have already graduated by now. He been running bullshit. It's been 7 years now.
Medically retired. I think he was under a certain medical scholarship where it wouldn't have counted, but you know, Miami is one of the and I'm gonna say a lot of schools are starting to do this more often, but Miami is definitely one of the schools who do honors is athlete scholarship, you know, if something happens and stuff like that. Shouts out to them for that. He'll be going in December. As far as, you know, finished with his classes and stuff like that. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, man. The kid really worked so hard to get,
man, did he,
the way he was, you know. And it's just, you know, I'm blaming the previous staff. They did it. They overworked him.
Put too much on, weight on him too fast.
Like, yeah, he came to Miami 240, and then they was trying to make the man 330. Like, what? No, man, let this man rest.
Right. Exactly.
Man, but they did it, and guess what?
He paid the ultimate price. So. Yeah, shout out, man. Keep your head, bro. I know that's a devastating, you know, look to be mocked into first rounds till you had to medically retire. You never, you know, never got to see it all come to fruition.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, man. He was. They were high on this kid.
They had him top 10 sometimes.
Yeah. I remember I got harassed about the shit. Like, I'm the one made the mocks. So I'm like, man, I don't know nothing about mocking up nothing. Every year, it's a bunch of guys getting ready to go in the first round. I ain't never heard of a day in my life from Montana State and Purdue. And I don't know who these dudes is. I can keep up my team. I can't keep up with the whole of college football, but I can tell you this much. These people said these things, not Larry. So y'all can harass me all you want to, but, it, you know, these things were said outside of me.
They mad at you for something that you had no control.
Didn't say. I don't know. All I can tell you is the quarterback gonna go real high. I can tell you that much. Quarterback probably gonna be number one pick, if not a defensive end. Is usually one of the two, maybe an old tackle. Probably gonna be one of your, you know, your left tackle, quarterback, DN. Is, you know, 1, 2, 3, right up in there. That's the only thing I can mock for you, and I can't even tell you which quarterback they're gonna take. Cause they all, you know, they all. It's a lot of hype around that, anyways. But real quick, man, we'll transition. Then we did in the interim, like while we was out for a little minute, Donovan Simpson. We were able to flip from Maryland, 3-star kid out of Chaminade. Chaminade, you know, starting. I mean, it's kind of pretty much a feeder school. Getting to a good point, we got a good relationship there. Pretty good size on kid. I see why Maryland wanted him.
6'3", 281. He can move too.
I like his mobility. You know, and if he looked like he could be a disruptive D tackle. You know, put on his weight properly, keep that speed.
Good speed, good feet. His point of attack is good. Plays
wanted. X, you made a good point too the other day when you said when you go to 115 scholarships. You can take more flyers on kids like this too.
Yeah,
105.
Yeah,
105. Yeah, 20 more. So, yeah, that exactly. You're going to be able to add a lot more, perhaps diamonds in the rough for underrated players. And then Meezy won't be mad at you because they ain't got enough stars. Man.
Nah,
he ain't trying to hear that shit. Meezy won't hear nothing about new. The coaches know how to develop O line. He don't hear none of that shit. Not enough stars, nigga.
Well,
what
I used to say, well, develop a
four-star
then, damn it.
You don't have to.
And you know what? To be honest, I think with the extra scholarships, I think they should be more towards like the offensive defensive lines because of you can get these guys with these big bodies or whatever, and you could, you know, develop and shape them how you want to where it's like, I don't want no 2-star cornerback coming in, and hopefully we can give me one of these big boys that's light on their feet, and you know what I'm saying, teach them some technique. It'll be a whole lot easier. That's what I think. Because like they said, it's harder to evaluate offensive line than any other position. You know what I'm saying, like on the football field.
Well, now that might be when you got two offensive line coaches.
I'm just thinking just in general. They're saying that it's just in general. Now I get you. Yeah, I'm glad we got ours, but just in general, offensive line is like the most like hardest position to predict because it never pans out how we think. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So that, you know, and I think another thing I think would be a benefit of the 105 is I think it'll teach some more humility in the game. It's going to be harder to just be like, oh, I'm going to bounce over him, bounce over here. There's a lot of players over there too, bro. You sure you're going to be able to crack the rotation over there? So maybe it teaches these guys a little bit more about staying down and putting the work in to crack the rotation where you're at versus trying to just, you know, hop over here and hop over there because you think you got a better opportunity. You know, I think that could be another positive of, you know, just a bigger roster. You know, it's going to be more competition. It's going to be tougher. It's going to really show you who you are. I think a lot of times these guys think it's the coach is holding them back. Oh, this coach is this guy, man. Me, if you good, you think the coach is going to sideline you just the hell of it? Like, he's not going to do that until you make him do that because of your behaviors. That doesn't make sense.
I be wanting to ask that all the time. I be, you know, players. I be players and fans. I be like, for some reason, the coach didn't want to play the best player. How the fuck does that even make?
It's a lack of accountability, bro. Plain and simple. I don't never want to hear that shit. I'm like, the only way a coach is going to get to the point that he's not going to play his best player is the player puts him in a position where you're embarrassing the program and I have to do this. You know, even when Jimbo did it, the Jameis goofy ass, he came out there with the fucking equipment on. I love that dude. That's the funniest dude to ever play football. Jimbo. On accident. That's the funniest dude on accident I've ever witnessed. Yeah, like this guy just, and you know, Jimbo don't like no damn discipline, man, but it was all over the news. What can I do? I'm in, you know, you put me in a fucked up position. It's a lack of accountability. It's a lack of wanting to work hard. That's what I'm saying. These coaches are not just holding you back. It don't make a lot of sense to them. Because their success depends on your success. Why the hell I'm going to sit you in the back seat and you good? Get you on the field. All right, a couple things we can get up out of here. Two questions I got for the panel, man. We're going to get up out of here. Over or under 50 sacks?
Ooh.
Do we have over 50 when Diaz had
I think it was, yeah, with Diaz. I think you got to go back about 4 years, I believe.
I think, was it COVID? Was the year before COVID, 2019? That's when Russo and all that?
That's when we had Garvin and Rozu,
Yeah, Russo and, I think that probably was the last year we had something like that.
I think Garvin had
2018 was Gerald Willis, my bad, okay.
I think Garvin had like 8 or 9, Rozu had like, what, 10?
No, Russo had like 15.
15,
you remember?
Yeah, he was up there.
And then dude, we had McIntosh and Ken Noy, yeah. Man,
I'm gonna go over 50.
I'm gonna say under, but it's gonna be like I say it's gonna be like between like 45 and 48. I'm gonna say under.
Put me down for over. Go ahead. Finish your point, Brian.
I think early in the season, I think they really gonna get off. You know what I'm saying? I think towards the end, I think it might tally off a little bit because of the quality of teams that we're gonna play. Not saying that we're just not gonna be able to get to them, but I think with the early, you're gonna have like the games that the easier games is towards the beginning of the year until you hit like the Florida State, then you have like not Clemson, you got Louisville and you know, that little stretch right there. It's like a three or four game stretch where, you know what I'm saying, that's like our tougher games. And I think with those games, I think we probably gonna slow down. I think we're gonna jump out there like real. I think we're gonna jump out there and you know what I'm saying? I think as far as tackles for loss, I think we probably gonna be top five in the country in tackles for loss. I think we're gonna be top five of that. But it's sacks.
The only way we not getting 50 sacks is if teams going, we can't stop the run. Because we getting 50 sacks or more, trust me. That defense is coming.
I gotta see how we got that wave, man.
Especially with Guidry too, the way he be bringing pressure, like you gonna get like 3 sacks a game off the ripper.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, man, like I said, I'm not saying that we only gonna get like 30 something. I think it's gonna be real close. It's gonna be like 47, 48. It's gonna be that close.
If we get off at the end of the season like you think, we wouldn't need that many towards the end of the season to get 50.
Yeah, we right. I'm about to say, because you can have some of them. You, remember, you're going to get some stat patterns up at the early part of the season. They still count. So I'm putting us at, I want them on my stat sheet if I'm a player. Fuck that. I don't care who I got them sacks with.
Yeah.
I'm going to put us at like 52. I just think we're going to be able to bring waves up front. I think we just incredibly deep on the defensive line. And
Kiko had what, 5 sacks himself last year, didn't he?
I believe so. You got Bane going. He was
Kiko,
7 and a
Kiko
half.
Had 7.5. Yeah, Kiko had 7.5 or 8.5. Yeah, 7.5 or 8.5, either one.
And then you got to look at Malik Bryant coming off that edge. Yeah. He did some corner slot blitzes. We gonna have over 50 sacks. That's we gonna do that, man. We do.
And I think, I mean, I think it's gonna be a big team effort. I think your leader probably gonna have 8.5, 9 sacks. Like, I don't think you're gonna have a guy yet like we have Rousseau that has like 15. I think we just gonna be able to keep the bodies fresh and you're just gonna be able to keep attacking in waves. And it's gonna be like, damn, bro, we run out of gas. Who's that now? They just pull them off, but now you just put another must out there. You may put one of the, you know, like you might put a light foot out there in certain packages. Who, yeah, he still need to get his weight up, but I mean, he's a natural pass rusher, and I believe he's gonna get some opportunities this year too. So I'm gonna put us down for like 52 of the team. I don't think we're gonna blow it out of the water, but I think you're gonna see it kind of evenly distributed all throughout the team, and we're just gonna be able to. We're going to be able to eclipse that number. They're going to be talking about Manny Who, which would be great because, you know, God, some people still holding on to Manny.
Yeah.
Manny gone, bro. Go to Duke. Shit. You want to rock with him so bad? Take your ass to Duke.
We played Duke this year, right?
Yeah, he with Duke now, yeah. This will be his first year coaching Duke.
Right.
All right. And then a final question. I put this on the timeline as well. I didn't know we get all the response. I don't remember everybody's response. Who are our rivals outside of Florida State? Everybody knows Florida State. I'll start off.
Besides Florida State, I got Virginia Tech. That definitely got to be a rivalry. Florida. And to throw one more in there, I say North Carolina as like a little low-key rivalry.
Yeah.
Because every year we always talk about the damn North Carolina game. Every year,
I think they got the record on us now?
Yeah, they got.
When was the last time we beat North Carolina?
Ricky fucked that up, man. Shout out Ricky, man.
We ain't beat North Carolina.
Yeah. They ain't the same since. Custom turn out like dogs, man. You gotta be careful on that salt, Rick. They got them salt turning like dogs out there.
Yeah. Hey, real quick before I answer that question, right? So I just was looking it up. So that year when we had Rousseau and all them, we had 46 sacks that year. That was the highest we had in years. Cause before that it was like 30, 27, but we was terrible rushing the passer. But that year it was 46. So man, it would be, look here. Yeah. But 46, that was the highest within the last, like, I think it was like 8 or 9 years. That was
I'm with you, right? I know what you're thinking, but Rousseau was kind of like a man alone in a lot of that. That's what I think the difference is. I know you're thinking like, how are we going to overcome that?
Nah, it's far. Yeah.
Well, 2017, we had 44. 2018,
we had
40. Yeah, I mean, we've been in the neighborhood.
Are you looking at you looking at our sacks or opponents?
Our sacks, but we did.
Okay. Because
Aaron got a point, Chris.
2006, 37. So I'm finna go to 2019?
Yeah, the 2019, 2020. We had 46.
We had 47.
You're 20, I think.
But our opponents, we gave 30. Up 51.
2020, we had 30.
Yeah, and that was like COVID shortened year, right?
Yeah, that was the COVID year.
Shortened year. So, and we didn't have Rousseau, right? He sat out.
Yeah, yep, he sat out. That's when Jalen Phillips got off.
Yeah, that's true. Him and, was it Rope?
last season we had.
No, it was Hill. Trayvon Hill. Trayvon Hill.
Hill ain't do shit.
You know, it was two. Quincy. It was Quincy Larion.
Roche, yeah, it was Roche, yeah. Roche, yeah, Roche, Quincy Roche. Roche.
Yeah,
yeah.
So last season,
about that's him down.
Thanks. And that's with a D line that was out. You know, we had
decimated. Yeah, we were decimated.
Right, you know what I'm saying? We had Bane, we had 7.5. Mal Gore had 7.5. The next person to that was.
It should have been Kelly, wasn't it?
Nah, Kelly ain't playing.
Nah, not the league was out.
No, over it, that was the year before he had like 4.
Weston, KJ Cloud, all of them got 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think you're going to have several 8s up front alone. I think you're going to have the opportunity for like, I think you're going to have 2 or 3 guys on the D-line that's going to have 8 by themselves. And that's what...
Have a lot of guys with 5 sacks or more.
Yeah, right. That's how I envision
it. I think Austin gonna surprise. I think he probably gonna have 7 himself. I think Austin gonna have 7 himself.
Exactly. Got Tyler Barron. I mean, I think it's just a lot of guys. That's just my vision. But back to the rivals, my rival
is only 2 that matter that I hate, and I call them rivals because I hate them. Florida State, that's a rival, but you know I don't hate Florida State. I told my homeboy this the other day. I say Florida State got my favorite football player of all time that played for them, Charlie Ward. So I don't hate them. I just don't like the fans. But I hate Notre Dame and I hate Florida Gators. I think those 2 schools could just burn and go to hell for all I give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm with you, right? Because I got a lot of homeboys. I got a few homeboys that went to Florida State. You know what I'm saying? And like they got in prime time. Like that's like my favorite player. Regardless of position, like of all time, like, I grew up on prime time. You know what I'm saying? So Deion is like my favorite player, but I don't, cause you know, for me, I think Virginia Tech for sure is a rival, and I would say Florida, but like the same thing. Like I hate Florida's guts, man. Even though I'm a big Fred Taylor fan, I hate Florida guts. Like I do not like them people.
When I think about rivals and hates, I think the reason why we hate Notre Dame. Notre Dame was calling Miami thugs and criminals, and they got the Catholics versus convict. What type of bullshit is that? You talking about some kids who going to college to play football? You calling them some convicts?
Yeah.
And then the Gators, you know, they just stopped. They ain't want to play us no more because we was kicking their ass. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I got my personal reasons for them being a racist piece of shit, so fuck them. I don't care.
So y'all don't consider North Carolina a rival?
I got North Carolina as our number 2 behind.
Because they're the only team in the ACC that has a winning record against us. Man, and you know who's number 2? Georgia Tech.
I see that. They always sneak up on us. Remember they ran for like 700 yards? No, that was North
Carolina.
Yeah, and I was saying that as a joke, but I forgot they actually did.
The reason why I don't consider North Carolina a rival is, I mean, because they beating us, but it's not like they winning shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to win some shit for me to be like, damn.
If you say that, Virginia Tech not a rival there.
You said Virginia Tech.
He didn't miss Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech ain't been good since Mike Vick left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Florida ain't either, though. Yeah. Florida ain't shit. Shout out to y'all. Y'all crazy as shit.
It's they rival.
Hey, those fans delusional. They delusional, Larry. Yeah, those are delusional. If you go back and look at their history and shit, Florida's a delusional-ass fan base, bro. What the fuck they be thinking they got going on, bro?
But they really think we not Urban Meyer close.
Urban Meyer came and saved them, brought them 2 titles just to get the 3. So they're delusional. I mean, besides
They really think they worlds away from us. And I'm like, yeah, besides
5 years of the history, bro, Florida ain't shit for real.
Yeah, they fans are dumb. They like, oh yeah, last time we played y'all, we had 9-10 sacks. Motherfucker, see that same old line coming out to play against y'all.
somebody tweeting some historic ass shit. I saw, I ain't even get that shit no energy. I said, now see, yeah. It'd be the first ones talking about we live in the past. This man was bringing up some in the 32 years. Man, if you don't shut the fuck up, like we talking 32 years, bro. We talking about today. We lining up the 2024 roster versus the 2024 roster. All of this history shit is dumb as hell to me, especially because we don't play each other all the time. So I don't care about the history of this rivalry. I'm talking about today, this game coming up, what we can be and what this game can be. Like, this don't tell me about the history of it.
Because we got a winning record over them. And if I'm not mistaken, the last six
games. Now, I want to talk about that part, though.
Yeah, the last six games we played them, they only won one of those.
Brother, that's what I'm saying. They pick and choose.
Yeah.
See, they want to talk history when it favors them. But then when we said, well, we still got the record over, oh, man, that was way back in.
So check this out, right? So I pulled up the record against the ACC, right? So against Boston College.
Oh, your ass froze right at that moment.
We're three and three against Boston College. We're 5-6 against Clemson. We're 15-5 against Duke. We're 35 and 32 against Florida State. However that is, right? Then against Georgia Tech, we're 12-8. Louisville, we're 2-2. Maryland, I guess when they had Maryland in there, we're 8-7 against Maryland.
That was another head scratch.
Against North Carolina, we're 11-14.
Jesus.
Come on, dog.
Against NC State, we're 9-4-1. Against Pittsburgh, we're 7-3. Against South Carolina, we're 3-0. Against Syracuse, it says we're what? That was it.
Well, they must say kind of against, like bowl game, bullshit ass halfback pass.
Yeah. So Syracuse, they only counted the time we was in. In the ACC. Yeah,
no, they only counted in the ACC record.
Yeah, it says we're 1-0, but I think they might be a little off. I think we played them more than one time.
Yeah, we did. That's off.
Yeah.
Since
Virginia with 13-8 against Virginia.
13-8 against Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia on that side too.
Yes. Against Virginia Tech, we're 10-9.
Yeesh.
And then Wake Forest were undefeated, 7-0.
We got Wake this year too, right?
Yep.
History says we're gonna beat them. Well, across the history since 1927, bitch, it's 2024. Get the hell out of here.
The worst fan base out there.
Boy. I can't stand it.
Set this out right. Before we get on the show, Kane fans, you listen to this, and I'm just going to be 100, keep it a buck with you. Up the bet, man. Up the bet. Put more money.
Let's go. Let's go.
Make sure you bet the people who are going to be at the game so you can get your money right then and there.
They do not pay.
It's going to be a bunch
of nobody over the internet, over you seen on Twitter or nothing. You ain't
going to be a bunch of hiding after week one because they're going to be embarrassed. But up the bet, yeah, talk your shit, Canes.
I put it live on air, and I still ain't got my money for the top class in the state.
Hey, so we 16-7 versus Syracuse. That's what it's 16-7, including the Big East. 16-7.
They beat our ass out that damn bowl. It's crazy.
We don't beat them. We like on a 7-8 game winning streak against them though. They ain't beat us since the 90s.
Yeah, we played the last game though, right? Yeah.
Kind of in yep.
That's when he, yeah, what? Boy, that boy smoked us like a pack of cools, man.
That's when I knew. I was like, oh, this, I didn't even really, really, he wasn't on my radar like that until then. I was like, oh, okay, this nigga real. You ever get in a fight and get hit and say, ooh, shit. Motherfucking
hit. I think I wasn't aware.
Yeah. So you kept going. You go, oh, okay, wait a minute. This ain't going to go exactly how I thought, man.
Bro, them people beat us 66-13, man.
I don't know, man. Let's get up out of here. I don't want to talk about it no more. That was crazy.
Hey, this year we returned the favor, man. We finna get it back in blood, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all tapping in with us, bro. We'll be back. Season's right around the corner. We're excited, man. Like I said, up the best, man. They gonna probably put Lagway in, get Young Band killed. Let's go. Let's go, Kane, man.
Please do. Please do.
Oh, I'm hoping. I'm praying.
Oh, so you ain't been seeing the reports about their offensive line, huh?
Oh, I have. No, that's what I'm saying. Murray's got a chance to get hurt. Listen, I think we get them people for like six. Anyway, we're going to see, man. We're going to see what's up. We'll be back with y'all, man. Just as we have been coming back to back. I told you, if we get closer, we're going to get realer. We here. Appreciate y'all kicking it with us, man. We up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.